Om Shanti. Hello to everyone, all my sisters and brothers watching and listening. Lockdown is gradually being eased in many countries. And yes, in Madhuban, we have now the gathering for Murali and other classes in the large conference hall, but it's big, and so even 500 can fit with social distancing. And upstairs, Harmony Hall, they've been having Murali there through the whole period, because with all the others gone, then it was easy to fit in the Madhuban, the Gyan Srovar surrendered brothers and sisters. And in Pandavavan, they have Murali in the meditation hall. And that's specifically, again, just for the surrendered brothers and sisters. So everywhere, Murali's been continuing, but across the world, the Murali's been flying to all the different corners through video conferencing. So literally, the world everywhere around is hearing the sound of God's Murali. The music of God's Murali is spreading everywhere. There was a very lovely story that I heard a long time ago, and that was that when Krishna would play the magic flute and all the gopis would come from their homes, and maybe they were cooking, maybe they were getting ready, whatever it is, they'd drop everything and just come running at the sound of the music. And it was a beautiful scene when they would meet with Krishna and dance with Krishna and experience the joy and the bliss of the Murali and the music and the love. And at one point, Duryodhan, the nasty one, the demon king, he came and he took the Murali, the flute, and he broke it into little pieces and threw them. But what happened was that all the pieces grew wings, and wherever it is they were flying, all of that music continued to play. And so instead of the music playing in one place, now the music became omnipresent. It was everywhere. And so this morning, hearing Baba's Murali and thinking of how happy Baba was to see that across the world, centers had been established by 1986, and there was a lot of service that was happening and more service that Baba knew was going to happen across the world. And so Baba commenting on all of that. And of course, by then the Murali had been distributed and was flying everywhere. But especially now, where in every home, wherever there's a Brahmin, the Murali, the magic flute, is being played and many are listening everywhere. And so truly, the Murali has become omnipresent, and the music is being played across the 24-hour period. So starting in Japan, carrying on across the world, all the way through to Hawaii. And so it's really, really lovely that we're together through cyberspace, and we're able to enjoy Baba's Murali together. Of course, you'll be hearing the Murali later, and Baba's Murali is always just so intoxicating, Baba reminding us who we are, and also, of course, what it is we need to do. A few things that I'd like to pick up on from the Murali. One, where Baba is saying, and it's not in that first part, but it's specifically then in the last part, in which Baba's addressing the Dadis, the ones for whom we are celebrating 50 years at that time in 1986. And talking to that particular group, you can imagine how happy Baba is and how happy they are to see Baba. And Baba's commented on how the whole gathering is enjoying the meeting, because I remember being in that gathering and watching the scene with Baba and the Dadis, and the atmosphere of supreme, pure love, absolutely from Baba to the Dadis and the Dadas who are still around, and then the other way also, from the Dadis and the Dadas to Baba. A really, really amazing energy of pure unconditional love. And in that, Baba has reminded them that their renunciation was total in those early days, and they then came running to Karachi, and of course then, because it was total renunciation, even though there wasn't any jnana, there was love and faith. How do these souls have faith? They didn't have any jnana. Their faith must have been there from the last kalpa. And just seeing Baba triggered that memory, and the faith and love emerged so beautifully. So Baba saying how when they came at that moment, what they were seeing was not an ordinary man. Baba was giving them visions, and the visions were of Krishna very often. And even those who didn't have visions had that feeling of God and Krishna. Of course, in their mind, they still hadn't known the difference between Brahma and Krishna and Shiva, but just pure love. But that meant that they had such powerful tapasya in which they experienced God's love, that then that image, of course, of Baba, then gradually an understanding and a relationship. But then when they came out for service to all the different places in India, again, people didn't see them as ordinary mortals. People saw them as goddesses. Goddesses were radiating God's light and love. And this is why they thought there's magic. Of course, early days Karachi, everybody said, oh, Mandali, stay away, there's magic there. And then here, in the different places in India, again, magic in their eyes. So it was a reality that when they gave drishti, people no longer saw them as ordinary mortals. They saw them as goddesses. They saw them as instruments for God. So it was a magical time, that time in our time in India, but also a magical time for us now, because it feels that we're reaching the end of the kalpa, not just the last chapter of Sangam Yuga, but it feels as if we're coming very close to those end days. And Baba's mentioned how many have become avyak. By 86, a good number had already become avyak, but now only three left in the physical form, Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Ratan Moini, Ishudari, and all the rest of yet. And again, my thought that Shiv Baba, of course, Trikal Darshi, the one who sees all three aspects of time, but also very, very practical in the sense that Baba chose young ones. And now the three that Dadis that we still have are the youngest of the bunch. Ishudari was one of the youngest. She must have been about 9 when the yajna started. And next it was Dadi Gulzar and Dadi Ratan Mohini, and they were around 11, 12 when the yajna started. So you can see that God blessed them with long life, Brahma, Baba, whatever. But it means that even today, we have a direct connection with the roots of the yajna, and it feels good. The ancestor souls, of course, Baba mentions them regularly. And for many of us, there has been a connection with myself, my good fortune, all the ancestor souls. And for many of you, Didi Manmoini, definitely, many, many took sustenance from her in Madhuban, and then she traveled, and she traveled quite a bit, even though, and in that last couple of years, even though the body wasn't so well, but she managed to travel, and Singapore and Japan, Australia missed out somehow, according to drama, and then to the West, to London, and then New York, the Caribbean, so amazing. She was able to manage all of that, but she also has left an imprint in the hearts of many, many souls. And Dadi Janki often reminded us of the ancestor souls. And If you look at the roots of a tree, the roots are all intertwined together. And the deeper the roots and the more intertwined that they are, the tree can be very tall and the wind is going to hit the tree hard maybe. And maybe many leaves will fall off, but the tree stands strong, even if it's skinny, because of the roots. The roots are so strong because they're all intertwined together. And so I know that whatever challenges come to the yajna, it's okay. Our connection, especially now, I know lots of other places are listening, but I don't mind mentioning it because it's drama, London's fortune, but especially London has had so much sustenance from the ancestor souls. And so London, Madhuban, always connected and very deeply connected at the roots because there's been personal interaction with all the ancestor souls in such a beautiful way. And so whatever storms may come, it's okay. The yajna will continue, and I don't just mean Madhuban, I mean all the yajnas in all the different countries. Wherever it is people are listening, Baba has acknowledged you all, because Baba mentioned how centers have been created across the world. And now, especially with video conferencing, all of us are connected on a subtle level, on a physical level, being able to see and communicate with each other. So it's really beautiful. So now, at this point, what Baba's saying is that next step for all of us, we have to come to the point of having such a deep connection to Nirantar Yogi, without any difference. No difference between when I'm sitting in yoga or when I'm walking, moving and doing other things. And so what is the difference today? Probably a big difference when I sit. And yes, Baba does want me to have sitting down tapasya, but Baba also wants me to be able to continue that higher consciousness as I do whatever it is I'm engaged in doing and whatever is my responsibility. And if we do that, then the promise that Baba made, as in the beginning, so at the end, we'll be able to give visions of God, visions of light. The souls who came at the beginning are souls, each one of them, from the deity religion, at least the ones who surrendered. And today, not so many souls of the deity religion, maybe. I mean, it's still quite a number that's abroad. But yet, of course, given the population of these countries, then it's a very tiny fraction. But that's okay. Because all souls, before the end comes, before the end can come, are going to have a vision of God as a being of light, as a source of love and peace and power and joy. And so Baba is saying that the stage that we have to attain now is a stage of constant server. And again, no difference between yoga and service. Our breath, our thoughts, our time, every second, what is it being used for? And if I'm not at the stage of being a constant server yet, it's okay. If I have that intention, if I have that goal, I will feel Baba helping me and coming to that stage where nothing is wasted. And we have the beautiful example of Dadi Janki in front of us. The sisters here, Devi and Hansa, of course, shared lovely stories about Dadi. And they say how sometimes when Dadi was sleeping, her hand would be doing this. She was giving toli. She was giving blessings. Whatever it is she was, this was during her sleep. And then when she'd wake up, they'd ask her, "Daddy, where did you go?" And she'd tell them, "I don't know where Papa took me, but it was on service." And they said, "Daddy, what did you do?" And she would tell them that, "Yes, I gave a talk, and yes, I gave them thuli and blessings." And they would laugh and say to Daddy, "Daddy, did you know you were doing that while you're sleeping?" So every breath, now imagine, even my dreams of service, even my dreams of inspiration. So what does that tell me? It's telling me that these souls cleaned out their intellects in such a way that the only space that was left was Baba and Baba and Baba's jewels. All the treasures that Baba has been giving them, but has been giving us also. And so if I want to get to that stage where there's no difference between the subject of service and subject of yoga, but both are combined together and my own transformation is linked with that combination, so that it's not separate time for me and separate time for service, or time for a battle and time for Baba. No. No battles. To go beyond that. To be able to come to such a stage that because I'm engaged continually in nothing but, now, what does Baba mean by service? Baba defined it very well, that nothing but good wishes and pure good feelings and intentions, that's it. That's the service, because that sort of service automatically reaches out and touches everyone, and everybody's able to appreciate it and take the meaning. Which is what Daddy used to say, that meditation isn't just sitting down and feeling peaceful and maybe too much peace and a little bit of a doze, but meditation is work. Meditation is taking Baba's love, taking Baba's purity, and doing a big, big clean-up. Whatever is my essential weakness, dealing with that, Baba's mentioned that today, but also just generally. And it's not just a one-off spring clean. It's every day. When there's dust around, what you need to do. In India, they need to shake off the dust and clean out the dust twice a day, morning and afternoon. In London, we don't need to do it twice a day, but we do need to do it every day. Dusting all the furniture, and if you don't, there's definitely a little layer and you can see it on your finger. But door handles, big thing about door handles, all the bugs get onto the door handles, don't they? So cleaning, 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 but especially for the soul. Why? It's Kali Yuga and there's crazy things happening in Kali Yuga. I read the news. And even the few minutes that I'm reading the news, there's a little layer of dust that's coming onto my consciousness. And later, when I'm repeating the news to somebody, that's also sharing that dust, and the dust is growing. And so Baba used to see the news for 3 minutes, and Baba would know the state of the children, whether it was hot or it was cold. If things are getting hot, then Baba would say the children are having good yoga. So today, can I keep my reading time, seeing time, hearing time of the news to a minimum? But definitely, then to be able to just be with Baba and spend a few moments so that the imprint that's left is not from the scenes of violence that I've witnessed or the nasty things that are going on, I've removed that dust daily, better morning and evening. And what's left in the soul? pure good feelings, kamna and shreshth bhavna, elevated pure thoughts and feelings for everyone. So the kamna, the desires, what are my desires? Really, I don't think anybody was part of the mad shopping rush when the shops began. I'm sure that none of you were involved in that. We have so much already, enough, more than enough, but also the treasures that Baba has given us have really satisfied us very deeply, so that then we're enjoying those treasures at all times. So pure wishes, yes. We want everyone to be able to take benefit from God. We want everyone to have a vision of God, so that before the end of the kalpa, they renew that eternal connection with God, even for just a tiny glimpse of a moment in which they experience peace and joy and love and truth, and know that there is someone up there who's helping and working and carrying everyone to that state in which they can be fulfilled in whatever is their destiny. And so, Baba talked about pure kamna, so pure desires, that's the one desire. And then connected with that, shreshth bhavna, very elevated feelings, really just to know that this world, everyone in the world is my family, the sister with whom I'm having a bit of a struggle of some scars is my family, is a deity soul, like Mama used to say. These are the deities we used to worship before. And so just see them with that light, with that vision, that these are my deity family. And so Baba reminding us that now, at this moment, at the end of the kalpa, this is the service that remains. No difference in my yoga, no moment without service, and both things come together. So serving myself and serving the world, both happening at the same time together. So enjoy your Sunday. I know that many of you are back at work now, so carry the special experiences of Sunday and your time in lockdown forward with you. Don't let those experiences of the silence and the meditation disappear. Madhavan just about to embark on another series of bhaktis. So far we've had non-stop bhaktis actually. And so people sign up, and if there's space in Baba's room, they're there. And if there isn't space, then they go to Dadaji meeting hall through the day and some through the night. But from early July, what they're going to do is to have groups of 90, and it's going to be in the training section, so it's far from the hub of activity in Manmohini complex. No, it's still in this complex, Shantivan complex, but it's towards the far end by the gate there, where Dadi Radhanmohini lives, in that vicinity. So the training section there, and there'll be groups of 90. Having bhaktis for 4 days, so everybody in every department is able to access. And of course, if they have time for yoga, Baba's room, Dadiji's meeting room, that'll continue. But the bhakti group will be actually in the training section. So another time I'll tell you more details about that. But for the moment now, have a very beautiful day, but also every day of Sangam Yoga special, to have a very beautiful week ahead. Stay well, stay healthy, mind and body. Om Shanti.
Shanti Jayanti Ben, thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jayanti Ben. Om Shanti.
Thank you for Bhog to Baba, of course, remembering Dadi Janki.
Okay.
Do it yesterday.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Thanks.
And special love to Jayanti Bhai. I'm sure he's listening. Pushpa Ben, who's such a beautiful soul, and she flew away suddenly without having to experience too much trouble with the body. Amazing. She flew away suddenly. And so my special greetings to Jayanti Bhai and also the girls, Om Shanti.